Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, labeling of food and its origin has certainly become a big topic these days for both consumers and producers. And this week at the National Farmers Union's annual convention in Scottsdale, Arizona, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the finalization of a rule to help align the voluntary product of USA label claim with consumer understanding of what that claim actually means.
We're encouraging folks to start using that label as quickly as possible, consistent with the rule, which is if you're going to sell a pork chop or you're going to sell a hamburger and you want people to know that it was made in the U.S. and it's product of the USA, you have to be able to establish it was born, the animal was born, raised, slaughtered, and processed, all of it done in the U.S. If any aspect of it was not done in the U.S., then you can't use that label. And the reason you can't is because consumers expect when they see that label that everything was done in the U.S., and they put a value on that. So it's a matter of making sure that the label accurately represents the nature of the product.
Now, the USDA this week also announced additional investments to support independent processing capacity, as well as some new actions to help enhance transparency and competition in the seed industry. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.